RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
MP on the mic. What is up, Richmond? Michael Phillips with you for 2 hours on a Tuesday. Looking forward to a great show today. We have, and this just came across, a new name for the Commanders Stadium. It will now be, so it was FedEx Field. It was Commanders Field for one game only, Sunday night. If you missed it, you missed it. You had one chance to go to Commanders Field. We've moved on. Starting with the Giants game, which would be the home opener, it will now be Northwest Stadium, sponsored by Northwest Federal Credit Union. I guess Northwest Federal Credit Union Stadium was too long. Couldn't fit it all on the FedEx Field signage. Northwest Stadium. That was an airline back in the day. Northwest Airlines, right? Yeah, that was... They flew through Minneapolis. I think they became Delta, if I remember right. We're making it up as we go. Starting Tuesday with breaking news, we'll finish Tuesday with breaking news as well because it's cut day in the NFL. So lots to get to. They're going from 90 to 53 by this afternoon. AWOD Radio will take over. I think. I haven't heard from AWOD. Here's what I know. On yesterday's show, our guy didn't sound great. And obviously, he went hard at Football Fest over the weekend. Great event. We're going to play a couple Football Fest clips today. He went hard. He didn't sound great. What I know, I can't get into AWOD's mind. That's its own place. What I know is, from doing this show, if you're struggling on Monday, you're not going to pull it back together the rest of, like, the week's over, essentially. You have a rough Monday, essentially you're done for the week. You got to shut it down. Yeah, same in the NFL. Sometimes you just got to take a week off, go on the injured list, come back healthy. So I don't know if he's going to gut it out or not. We'll find out when he rolls in or doesn't roll in. Either way, it's cut day. We got all the news for you as it happens, starting with the Northwest Federal Credit Union naming the Commanders Stadium. Northwest Field, I can't see myself calling it that a lot. All-time record at Commanders Field, 1-0. Big win Sunday against the Patriots. 1-0 all-time record at Commanders Field. Put in the most successful stadium name the team has ever had. Number one. We got a great show today. The first high school football poll is out. 910 The Fan CBS 6, of course, have collaborated on that forever. We'll tell you who's number one. We'll tell you about the opener on the radio Thursday night. Great game between Highland Springs and Manchester. We'll play a little bit of football fest coverage. Gary Hess and Coach Chris getting you ready for that one. College football news happening all over as we get ready for the opener. Hokies opener Saturday. Everybody opener Saturday, really, except for the few teams that played last week. Got a couple Thursday night games, but our local games of interest mostly happening Saturday. The hype continuing to build for the Virginia Tech Hokies. UVA goes to practice today behind Anthony Calandria, their starting quarterback. In baseball, lots of baseball going on. We've got Juan Soto making his return to D.C., Dylan Cruz making his debut in D.C., and something I've never seen before, and we may never see again. A player played for both teams yesterday in the same Major League Baseball game. We'll tell you about that coming up. Of course, I want to get to this news as well later on that UConn is leaving the Big it may be leaving the Big East for the Big 12. The Big 12 is meeting with them this week and courting them. Whether that means dominoes are going to fall, obviously we know everybody around here would love for VCU to take that step up. What that means for them, for the teams of the A-10, we'll dive into all that as well. We'll open up the phone lines for you, 833-804-0910. We will also give away tickets to Nitro Cross at Richmond Raceway. That is coming up as well. Little Richmond Raceway news yesterday. The report from The Athletic that next year Richmond Raceway will only get one NASCAR Cup Series race instead of the two they have traditionally gotten. A lot of people have been waiting for that shoe to fall for a long time. Doesn't make it any less sad now that it has happened. Certainly doesn't make it any less devastating to the economy, to the people who work over there. A tough day for them. This has happened at most of the NASCAR tracks. Outside of Daytona, I don't think anybody's safe who's got two races. They want to rotate these around. They want to bring more cities into it. They did the Chicago street race. Apparently, they're talking with San Diego about doing a street race in San Diego. They're moving to Mexico City next year. That is where the Richmond date will go, to Mexico City. They want to be everywhere. They want to grow the brand. I've given them the advice before. Stop. It's not a global brand. It's a thing that people in the South enjoy. And you're never going to crack the Mexican market with NASCAR. Maybe I'm wrong. I gave the NFL the same advice. They keep playing overseas. I could say this, though. When they play in London, they don't play to the Europeans. They play to the Americans who live over there. Is who came to the game, at least the year I was there. It was Americans who live in Europe who came to the games. I just can't. Formula One is such a global brand, well known. I can't see NASCAR encroaching on their territory. I think you got to cater to your core crowd, but I don't think they've been doing that for a while. And the march continues. So The Athletic reporting that when the new NASCAR schedule comes out, it'll just be one Cup date for Richmond instead of two. And you know, for Lori and the team over there, they've worked hard to make it a destination, to make it a party, and they got stuff like Nitro Cross coming in. They'll have concerts over there. They're gonna keep working, but you wonder if NASCAR long term has the appreciation for its core fan, its core markets that it used to. It seems to be the interest is in the growth, the expansion, and not taking care of your core fan. You can ask the Commanders how that works, right? You've got case studies in that world where if you don't take care of your core fans, they do slowly leave and head for the doors. And I think it's not unreasonable to suggest that's something that could happen and could happen here. So we'll keep an eye on the NASCAR schedule when that comes out. We'll tell you when they're going racing under the lights, hopefully, at Richmond. At least one date next year, so we get one round of NASCAR excitement. Okay, we now have official word from the Commanders on this new stadium. We have a Josh Harris statement. That's how you know. As we continue to work toward our goal of building the Commanders into an elite franchise that consistently competes for championships, we are excited to welcome our team and fans to Northwest Stadium and look forward to creating incredible memories together on the field and in the communities we serve. If I were to give a fan with no knowledge five guesses on which team plays in Northwest Stadium, not sure they'd get it. Did you see the mug a couple years ago with it was the Washington logo, and they did one for every team with the state superimposed behind it, but they put the state of Washington on the Redskins mug. That's Northwest Stadium. It's Northwest Stadium, home of the Commanders, replacing, I don't know if it was popular Commanders Field, but it was successful. Successful 1-0 all time at Commanders
Field.
Undefeated all time at Commanders Field. $8 million a year, according to Sportico, to put your name on the Commanders Stadium. That feels aggressive for a thing that's already been named and is widely regarded as the 32nd best stadium of the 32. I don't know. Maybe they've got the new stadium too as part of it. That would make sense. If they look, we need you to slap your name on this thing for a few years, but we'll get you the new one too. Maybe $8 million though. We're talking about it on the radio. Ooh. I'm not getting paid. Yeah, they're not paying me anything. We're still talking about it. NFL teams meet today to vote to allow private equity money in the NFL. Do you see the story that somebody on Deion Sanders' staff apparently was in contact with a Saudi Arabian wealth fund about investing in the University of Colorado football team?
Indeed.
It's the doors are wide open now. Anything goes. Anything goes.
Where's the line, Bob?
There's no line anymore. No line. The Saudis want a stake of Deion Sanders. We're truly exporting our finest around the globe. Let them know. We're sending Florida State football to Dublin. Where Deion Sanders and the Saudis. We're sending our finest globally. Jacksonville Jaguars football in London every year. At least the Brazilians win. They get a good football game. Good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them. Absolutely. I was on with Craig Hoffman yesterday on our sister station up in D.C. And Craig, like me, you know, he said, we'll bring on Michael as we do on Mondays to talk about the Commanders. I'm not sure what to talk about from the game yesterday. What did you talk about on your show? And I said, we've pretty much gone to an all astronaut format yeah. while they're trapped in space.
They are not trapped. They are not stranded. While they're not trapped in space.
It's just super,
for 6 months.
Super not stranded, according to NASA, as they are floating in the International Space Station with no way home for 6 months. We'll see them in February. Maybe they'll come back for the Super Bowl. They can like skydive into the
Ooh.
Super Bowl, make a triumphant return. This is America's biggest night.
That is very
we got
American.
Him. We got him. We got him home. It's the sequel to Apollo 13 nobody asked for and nobody will watch. Just the astronauts just hanging out up there for 6 months straight. Craig Hoffman goes, oh my gosh, I'm so interested in that story and I don't know anything about it. I want you to tell me everything, but we stay on topic here because he's a professional.
Oh.
He's not like me. He's a professional. And he said, let's go back to the 53 who's going to make your roster at tight end. And we started talking. I said, my show, less professional. When we go down the side road, we go flying down the side road. We do it. Juan Soto was in D.C. last night. He got a standing O. Was it a harbinger of things to come? Dylan Cruz making his debut. It was a big night at Nationals Park. We'll tell you about it. We'll take you around the world of baseball. Get you set for the Flying Squirrels as they return to action tonight on The Fan. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.
Squirrels baseball returns tonight in Erie.
We don't like Erie. All right, that's what you need to know about Erie. Season's done. They're out of the playoff chase. It's times like this You got to dig deep and find a way to beat Erie. Not to make the playoffs, not because, you know, it'll look good in the standings, because it's the right thing to do. It starts tonight. Trey Wilson on the call from Erie, 635. You know where to find it, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. History in the major leagues last night. Danny Jansen played for the Toronto Blue Jays in a baseball game. This was a resumed Major League Baseball game. It was rain delayed, and before the rain delay, he was playing for the Boston Red Sox, and he was batting in the game when it started raining, and they bagged it, and they said, everybody go home. But then, after everybody went home, he got traded to the Toronto Blue Jays. And so, when the game resumed yesterday, there's Danny Jansen on the other side. Danny Jansen switched from being the batter to the catcher as the game resumed. The Red Sox had to pinch hit for Danny Jansen because he was unavailable, because he was playing for the other team. Here's Major League Baseball history yesterday.
Danny Jansen trying to get his mask on, as in a moment he will be the first player in Major League history to appear in a game for both teams in one game. Obviously the technicality of the suspended game, the only way that could happen, but Jansen in the crouch, Marshall in the box, and we're ready to go.
They, baseball, it's amazing. Every day you come to the ballpark, you might see something you've never seen before. Like a guy who played for the to each team in the same baseball game and was pinch hit for because he was traded mid at bat to the other team thanks to the delay. We love baseball around here. What can I say? There's no other sport where that could happen. I'm just going to say it. You know, basketball, they just bag the game. Hockey, yeah, go home. Football, they finish football games. They play through anything. Baseball, though, they sent everybody home. They came back and a guy was wearing a different shirt. Guess you're on the other team now. All right, let's go. Big day in the world of baseball yesterday. Cleveland Guardians hosting the Kansas City Royals in a major AL clash. Royals with the double win there, 4-3 winners in the evening set. The game I mentioned, the Blue Jays were the winners, 7-3. So our guy Danny Jansen did end up on the correct side of things. Atlanta Braves looking to get back on track. No better place to do that than a trip to Minnesota to play the Twins.
Travis d'Arnaud trying to keep it rolling. Pitch on the way to Travis. And he swings and belts one deep down the left field line. That's a fair ball. And a home run right inside the pole. And it's a Braves avalanche here in Minneapolis. 9-1 Braves.
Braves went up 9-1 after the second inning. Had to hang on, though. The Twins put runs across in the 5th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. 10-6 win for the Braves. Twins are a good baseball team, by the way. The Braves cannot catch a break. They have injuries. They have a tough schedule. They're in a brutal division. They're finding a way, though. They're fighting, and they're scrapping, and they were the winners last night. Up at Nationals Park, the story of the night, obviously, locally. You had all the storylines converging. Juan Soto with the Yankees making his return to Nationals Park. You had Dylan Cruz, first-round pick of the Washington Nationals, making his Major League debut. You had a Yankees team that is hanging on against the Orioles and is playing really good baseball right now. It was Gleyber Torres, though, who stole the spotlight from all of them in the top of the first.
The 3-1 pitch to Torres is swung on and hit in the air to deep left field. Back goes the left fielder to the wall. She's gone. Oh, how about Gleyber? Got a home run in his last at bat yesterday, and here he goes again. It's a dozen for Torres, number 12 on the season, and the Yanks take a quick 1-0 lead.
Well, that was quick. You didn't think the Nationals were going to win, but boy, they Yanks really did not waste any time taking care of business. Their 5-2 win. The discussion after the game, Juan Soto came up to the plate, and Juan Soto, Nationals player, part of what, I mean, a top three moment in Nationals history, his home run in the NL wildcard game. Certainly, you know, if you're doing franchise history moment rankings, one, winning the World Series, that was pretty cool when that happened. Two, Is it the Strasburg debut? Is it Zimmerman on opening night at Nats Park? I think you can make the argument the Soto home run is every bit as big as both of those moments. That place went crazy. And certainly he was a big part of that title-winning team and will always be a fan favorite. I enjoyed he got a standing O when he came up to the plate the first time, thanked the crowd, gave him the nod. There's the dream, right? He's a free agent at the end of the year. He can do whatever he wants. There's the dream that he'll come back to D.C. Once the Yankees get their hooks into you, I find it hard to believe they're going to let him go. They don't lack for money, and they seem to be enjoying having Juan Soto on their team. I don't think there's a chance of that happening. It would make me enormously happy as a guy who loves Juan Soto and hates seeing him in pinstripes. Feels like once you wear the pinstripes, though, only reason you take them off is because they ask you to. The money doesn't seem to be a big issue up there. As Juan Soto making the return to D.C., getting the standing O from the fans, which you'll love to see. Dylan Cruz popped out to Juan Soto in his first appearance as they get the next generation going. You remember they famously offered the $500 million contract, $500 million to Juan Soto. His agent, Scott Boras, told him to turn it down. He struggled with the Padres on the one-year deal now, end of the deal with the Yankees. I think he's going to cash in this offseason. I don't think it's going to be $500 million, though. I think that was a moment that came and went. I don't think either team will be offering him that this offseason, unless there's major changes in Major League revenue. I don't think that has anything to do with Juan Soto. That was, Isaac, 4 years ago, we all thought the arrow's going up and up and up, and it's going to go up forever. TV deals will get bigger. Revenue will get bigger. You know, we're building these bigger stadiums. We're charging for premium seats. You know, we're pouring people $30 cocktails or whatever it is they're doing at these stadiums. The line isn't going up as fast anymore. And you're seeing a lot of these local TV deals come under the strain of decreased cable subscriptions. I just think there's less money overall in the baseball ecosystem right now. That said, Juan Soto is going to be one of the five highest paid players in baseball, and he deserves every bit of it. Bryce Harper, walk off. Look, it's the Phillies. We do this for Gary Hess. We like Gary. We'll hear from him from Football Fest in a bit. It's a Bryce Harper walk off. I think we got to play it.
The 10th, first pitch, ground ball through the right side. It's a base hit. Schwarber around third. He's coming home. The throw from the outfield is late, and Harper wins it on a walk-off over Josh Hader here in the bottom of the 10th inning. The Phillies win it 3-2.
We're all just so happy for the Philadelphia Phillies. Good for them. 3-2 over the Houston Astros, who see their momentum hit a little bit of a stop. More baseball today, of course, Yanks and Nats, 6:45, first pitch at Nationals Park. One other result yesterday from the world of sports, Hazel. I know you follow this. The Washington Mystics, who came out of the Olympic break, not in playoff position, but in pole position to get Paige Bueckers with the number one pick in the draft. Big game over the weekend. They played L.A., who's also terrible. They were tied for that first pick, and Paige Bueckers was in attendance and watched her future teams, and the Mystics won. And last night they played again and thought, okay, they're not going to make this mistake twice. Certainly not in Seattle, not against the Storm. They won 74-72. They can't even lose properly.
What are they thinking?
DC basketball. They've been hanging out with the Wizards too much. DC basketball rubs off on you after a while.
We got to go to the chase for Paige.
Yeah, it's fading. Hope is fading. That's all right. There'll be other good players. We'll tell ourselves as we cry into our coffee this morning. Getting the use out of the soundboard. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Hokies football. They start on Saturday, and a big name ESPN analyst is high on the Hokies. We'll tell you who on the other side. It's 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Countdown's on, folks. College football starts for real on Saturday. Thursday night games as well, Friday night's games. Deion Sanders said, wait a second, you got a primetime TV set? I'll take that. Sign me up. I'm in for one of those. So we get to watch Colorado together as they start their hype machine back up. But locally, it's all Hokies, and look, we can debate And last year we had a legitimate debate. Who is the best team in the state of Virginia? Liberty was undefeated. I get that. I hear you. I heard from you, Liberty fans, because I disparaged your team semi-regularly last year. They weren't the best team in the state. They had the easiest schedule in the state. They were a really good team. That's the problem when you have these zero-sum debates, right? Like, I think Liberty's a really good team. I think if you put Liberty in the Sun Belt, they would hold their own and maybe even win the Sun Belt this year. I don't think that's a stretch to say that. They're that good of a football team. If you put them in the ACC, of course they wouldn't. They might hang with UVA and Boston College, but that's about what you're working with there. They were undefeated. JMU was, I think, the best team in the state for the first 8 weeks of the season. The Hokies got good after that. And I don't want to sleep on how good the Hokies got, because they turned it around. And, yeah, we maybe overrate the influence of fans and momentum and things like that. I think it was a very real thing that team was struggling. That team got blown off the line of scrimmage by Rutgers and Marshall. And it was ugly and it was not pretty. They came home to play Pitt, and it was a sold-out crowd, and they were going nuts, and they won, and they turned it around. I think the crowd absolutely had something to do with that. I think the fans sticking with them led the players to stick with them. Obviously, the end of the season being as good as it was, of course, helped the players stick around as well. First college game day of the year was Saturday. Pat McAfee and Nick Saban are on that set now. Nick Saban listed off his ACC contenders. It was the usual suspects. Pat McAfee said, "Not so fast, my friend."
The All Coast Conference now is very fascinating, because I think they're the only conference where the new schools that are coming in aren't the ones that are favored to win. You think about the Big Ten, you got Oregon coming in there, SEC, Texas is supposed to come in here. For the ACC, it's the old faithful. And you mentioned Florida State, Clemson, NC State's ranked in the top 25. Shout out to Doran and them. Look out for Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech returns 20 starters, okay? 20 starters. Five offensive linemen all return. Yeah. Quarterback, drones, run option guy. Right. They're able to move the rock. And if you get into Blacksburg in a big game, that's a tough place to play. I think the ACC is going to show up this year in a massive way.
I think the ACC's quest this year is for two college football playoff spots. Now, Florida State did not do anybody any favors with the loss there. You've still got several legitimate contenders. Obviously, if Miami's good, they're going to get a spot. They're good enough. Obviously, if Clemson's good enough, they're going to get a spot. They've got the name brand. You know, those two can carry the flag and get in. On the outside, on the periphery, you got Virginia Tech and NC State. Both have really good rosters. Both are going to have to prove it on the field, in and out, day in, day out this year, that they deserve a playoff spot. I'm not saying it won't happen. It's going to be hard, though, because certainly the SEC lobbying machine, as you know, works extremely well, gets their people where they want their people to be. But
maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
But it's, you know, Pat McAfee say, he said they can run the ball. I like Bashaul Tutin a lot. Can they run the ball consistently? Kyren Drones, of course, can run the ball. The skill players are there. The O-line's got to be better. The D-line's got to be better. Those are the two. You got to win in the trenches if you're going to win consistently in college football, and that's what I'm going to be watching for Saturday at Vanderbilt. Did they get better? I love bringing Aeneas Peebles in from Duke. They've got talent up front, APR, of course, in the pass rushing. Can they be consistent winners at the line of scrimmage? And they should be in these first 4 weeks. They should be against Vanderbilt. Tricky matchup, running quarterback. You're on the road. I think a lot of Hokies fans are going to make their way down to Nashville this weekend. Should be a fun scene. Get college football season started the right way. I'll be up in Charlottesville, where UVA's taking on the University of Richmond. Anthony Calandria named the quarterback for UVA this weekend. And certainly, it was the right call because he's the more exciting player. It's going to be tough for Richmond because when you have that kind of athleticism, it's tough to compete with that as an FCS team. I think Richmond can have a good season. It's a weird life in the FCS right now because you got the Dakotas, who are probably good enough to take that step up, maybe be Sun Belt level teams. They're hanging out winning titles at FCS, which I love for them. I think that's a great roster decision on their end to stay at this level. I don't think there's as much as you think there is on the other side in Conference USA and the Sun Belt compared to winning year in, year out in FCS. But I think Richmond can be a CAA contender for sure. They're going to have a fun rivalry matchup against William and Mary later this year because the Tribe are rolling under Mike London. JMU down at Charlotte. They'll be the last in the barn on Saturday night. 8 p.m. start down in Charlotte. Late football game for the Dukes. Look, here's the deal. College football coaches are weird and paranoid and don't like sharing things. JMU has a quarterback, Dylan Morris. They've also got Alonzo Barnett, who's been working as the backup. So when JMU coach Bob Chesney was asked about the quarterbacks earlier this week, this was yesterday on the Sun Belt call, he said, hey, I'm not going to name a quarterback. It's way too premature for that, even though we all know it's not way too premature for that. But anyway, here's Bob Chesney talking about the quarterbacks.
Excited to get this thing going. Our guys did a great job all camp long. I loved, you know, just watching them compete. There's 64 new guys on this team, which, you know, we all know is a challenge. But I love the way they've come together and how hard they're playing, competing, et cetera. It's really fun to watch right now. So, you know, excited to get a chance to go down to Charlotte later this week and take the show. I think that there's a lot that can be done by both of them. There's no shortage of plays or ways to attack a defense, and I think that that's what Coach Kennedy is working the most on right now. There's a lot of things that will carry for both, but then there's also things that we like, you know, each guy to be able to do and show, and that's what's, you know, I think been exciting. We've lived this life before, and I think that that's something that you know, we're excited about.
Yeah, we know who the starting quarterback is. It's still Morris. He came from Washington. He's a big name. If you can mix in a little Alonzo Barnett, that's great. Certainly helps to have more weapons for the Dukes as well. And that's not the biggest JMU news. The biggest JMU news is they have a new sponsor. This isn't a Northwest Stadium kind of thing where everybody's going to scratch their heads. They have an official mayonnaise. You want to guess what the official mayonnaise of JMU football is now?
It's got to be Duke.
It's got to be. It's Dukes. Dukes is the official mayonnaise of the JMU Dukes. Long overdue partnership right there. Two iconic brands coming together.
Finally merging.
To make society better for all of us. The other thing that Bob Chesney weighed in on, which I think was interesting, David Teal asked him about They've got 120 kids on the roster this year. The settlement that they're all working on with this NIL thing says that 105 is going to be the roster limit for college football, and a lot of teams are carrying extra guys right now. There's been, broadly speaking, just a blatant disregard of this settlement in college. It comes with limits. You know, you can only pay the $21 million a year to players. The big teams are blowing right past this. I don't know if it's we're going to do this while we can, or we don't think the NCAA has its act together and is actually going to sign anything, or it'll get held up in court, or what it is. It does raise an interesting dilemma, though, which is if this thing actually happens, the House settlement that regulates money in college athletics, Bob Chesney would actually have to cut 15 guys off of his football team. Now, everybody's kind of working under the assumption right now it's not going to happen this year. But as I said, our guy David Teal asked him about it. I thought this was an interesting answer.
And those are some tough, you know, challenging conversations that you have to have in the immediate future. If that happens shortly and we're rolling that out for next year, it's a tough one. But as far as it's tough for the guys that are currently on the team that may not be able to be there. But as far as what it looks like on a day to day, I've lived that life before with 100, and we've found ways to do it. And there's more of an NFL model when it comes to practice that you have to get involved in. But I think it's a twofold question, really, because you're talking about those initial conversations to get it to 105, and then what's it like to live at 105 when you're used to living at 120, maybe a little more than that. And I think that those are two, you know, one that I have a lot of experience in, and the other one that is just a challenge for every coach in America when you're talking about 15 guys no longer being on your team. That's not what we all got in this for, obviously.
And I don't think it'll happen this year. But he's got 120 because he lost everybody. He's a new coach. Everybody left in the transfer portal. He needed to sort through 120 guys. Nobody wants to see cuts, of course, in college football. A little breaking news before we go to break. Travis and Jason Kelce, they do the podcast, have sold their podcast to Amazon. $100 million for their New Heights podcast. I see the reaction there. We were actually offered $100 million by Amazon for the MP on the Mic podcast, but we roll with Odyssey. We're loyal. That's how we play ball around here. You can always download our podcast on all major podcast platforms. You search MP on the Mic. $100 million. I gave this take at the end of last year. I said I think Travis Kelce's going to retire because he can make far more money not playing football than he can playing football. He's just doing both, though. He's making all the football money and making all the not playing football money. Good for him. Has secured the bag, as they say. Commanders also securing the bag. Northwest Stadium, the new name for Commanders Field, will be up there in a couple weeks for the home opener, week two against the Giants. We'll be right back. We'll tell you, people are putting less money in the stock market than ever before, and a new study has figured out why. We'll tell you the answer. This is 910
The
Fan.
Y'all know where to be.
Not 105.
The
Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. You can download it on the Apple App Store and at Google Play. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. I told you before the break that people are putting less money into the stock market than ever before. A new study done by these very smart people, Kevin Piscata and his crew, show that after sports betting is legalized in a state, they studied 25 states that have legalized sports betting, that the average household invests $50 less a month in the stock market. $50 per quarter less in the stock market than pre-legalization. So instead of betting on stocks, they're betting on sporting events. My advice to you is to keep in mind that when you bet stocks, they can all go up. When you bet sports, the house always wins. $50 per quarter per household funneled into sports betting. It doesn't get funneled back out, right? The stocks, they can all rise. It's not a zero-sum game. Like, Apple can go up and Amazon can go up. That's not how it works in sports betting. Half the people win, half the people lose. And the half the people who win get 10% taken off by the house. In stocks, when you win, the house doesn't take 10%. The government does eventually. That's a different story. That's taxation. That's a different topic for a different day that we can cover on this program. I'm here for you. It's a public service. I'm here for you. The consumption expense of sports betting, per the study, comes out of money that would have otherwise been invested in the stock market. The result is lower wealth and less long-term financial stability. There you go. Good stuff. Good feel-good story on this Tuesday morning. Trey Wilson will join the program in 10 minutes for Tuesdays with Trey. We're looking forward to that, as we do on Tuesdays. Never in doubt. Tuesdays with Trey. Two more to go. Two more to go this week, and then the final homestand for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Here's my other topic that I flagged for this. MGM Hotels is instituting another charge, another fee, right? So that's not a surprise. If you book your hotel room by phone with an operator, it now costs $15 extra a night to talk to somebody on the phone.
A night
to book your hotel room.
It's not even a booking fee.
It's $15 a night. You want to talk to somebody on the phone.
Wow.
The first reaction, like, boo. Like, yeah. You're a very large multinational company. And if I want to talk to somebody on the phone, I should be able to talk to somebody on the phone, which I don't want to do. But if I did, I should be able to. Secondly, I'm a businessman now. We've got the Richmonder, right? Like, we were talking, like, do we have a phone number? Do we have, like, a tech support line? That's freaking expensive. So, no, we don't. If you subscribe to the Richmonder, you can email me. You know, you can email us. There's four of us. We're a team. We'll get back to you quickly. But we're not sitting by the phones all day, because that adds up, both in time and expense and all those things. We're not the outlier here. Lots of businesses don't have phone numbers anymore, which kind of drives me nuts, but I also kind of get it. Like, the people who are calling the phone numbers are taking up a lot of time on the phone lines. So I get it, but I don't get it. I feel like there needs to be, like, remember 900? You don't remember 900 numbers. You know what?
You've taught me about 900
numbers. I've taught you about 900 numbers. You need, like, a 900 number kind of situation where, like, you can have a 3-minute phone call for free. Mm-hmm. Book the hotel room, get your receipt, get your confirmation number. Anything beyond 3 minutes, yeah, the meter runs. Then you can start paying for it. If you want to chat with the person for an hour about the hotel and what kind of soaps they use, and whether it's the little soaps or whether they have the thing that they bolt to the wall that you got to pump 1,000 times, you can have that discussion. Meter starts running.
Yeah.
After 3 minutes. There's got to be a compromise here. All right. Two sad stories, one good story to balance it out. Shots and Chasers. Warrick Dunn, he played football. He's very famous. From Atlanta, was a Tampa Bay Buccaneers Hall of Famer. He has spent his retirement doing, like, a Habitat for Humanity style project where he builds homes in Atlanta for single moms. Super cool, super good operation. Just built his 267th house.
Wow.
In the Atlanta area. Applause for Warrick Dunn, who's doing good things in Atlanta. 267 homes for single moms in Atlanta.
That's pretty cool.
That's worth shouting out on the radio. So it's not all $15 surcharges. There's good things happening in the world as well. All right. Tuesdays with Trey, as we do Tuesdays at 11. We'll talk about everything going on with the Richmond Flying Squirrels, who won the series at home last week, by the way. A little diamond magic for you. First series win since June. Then, 11:15, the new 910 The Fan CBS 6 High School Coaches Poll is out, and we've got a top 10 matchup to kick off the season this Thursday night. Gary Hess and Coach Chris were at AWOD's Football Festival. They talked about that. We'll play that clip for you. We'll run down the top 10. We'll get you ready for the 910 The Fan Coaches Poll. We're also monitoring NFL cut day. The Commanders have to cut from 90 to 53 by the end of the day. Now, they've made one move already. This is linebacker Jordan McGee was moved to the injured list. Football's weird. They make new rules every year. So it used to be if you were moved to the injured list before cut day or on cut day, you couldn't play all season long. So that was a bad thing. Now, two guys can be moved to an injured to return list. So they can just go to the injured list and then come back whenever they're healthy. So Jordan McGee is on the injured but can return list. So he's not going anywhere, but that frees up an additional spot for a linebacker. Now, Jamin Davis isn't a linebacker now. He's a defensive end as you're keeping score, but I think that's his roster spot initially. So I don't think he had anything to worry about before, but it definitely frees up that he'll be on the roster now. But cuts have begun. Ian Ashburn, Ben Standig reporting that Davion Davis, who returned kicks the other night, is on the way out. That makes sense if they keep a kick returner. Of course, it'll be Jamison Crowder. We are back with our number two. Trey Wilson joins to talk all things Flying Squirrels. We're giving away Nitro Cross tickets. You're not going to want to miss it. It's 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic coming at you on a Tuesday morning. And our number two will tell you who's at the top of the new 910 The Fan CBS 6 High School Coaches Poll. We will get you ready for high school football season opening night Thursday night. You'll hear it on 1140 WRVA because the mothership here will be broadcasting Richmond Flying Squirrels baseball as we do each night during the summer, except on Mondays because our next guest needs a day off occasionally. He works hard. He's earned it. You know him, you love him. Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, joins us for Tuesdays with Trey live from Erie, PA. Trey, what's up?
Good morning. I'm trying really hard to sound like I didn't wake up 10 minutes ago because I don't want all y'all to judge me. I stayed up way too late last night working on some stuff. So how am I doing? Do I sound like I just woke up? Do I sound like I just rolled out of bed?
You're doing great. The junkies start at 6 a.m. and they'll have guests in the 7 a.m. hour. They're just kind of groggy. It takes them 5 minutes to warm up. I feel like you took the 5 minutes to warm up before the call. We appreciate it. You're playing it off well. Also, you're in Erie. What else are you going to be doing?
Yeah, I just opened up the window to look outside because I assumed it would be like gray and cloudy and dreary, and much to my lack of surprise, I was exactly right. It is gross looking outside, but also there's cars with the cameras on the roof. There's a TomTom car out here just like staring at me with this camera, and I'm kind of weirded out by it.
Trey Wilson about to be the face of Google Maps when you search for Erie hotels. There's a guy, wide-eyed guy who looks kind of tired and groggy, poking out of the window as you get the street view. I'll TomTom. That's a deep pull right there. Because they were like Google Maps before it was Google Maps. We had MapQuest. You remember like printing out the MapQuest directions? You couldn't deviate. You couldn't miss. If you missed a direction on the MapQuest printed directions, you had no clue where the heck you were.
Yeah, you were done. You were cooked. It is a TomTom, which, yeah, I didn't know that they kind of did that whole taking pictures of the Earth and mapping it kind of thing. So, yeah, they got this camera. The guy's just hanging out. I think he's eating breakfast in the parking lot of the hotel in his TomTom car. And, you look one side, you're getting me sitting in a hotel room on the third floor, and the other side, you're getting Quaker Steak and Lube. So that's getting a long exposure shot on those.
Hazel's giving a face. Quaker Steak and Lube is a wing place that is like all over Pennsylvania. And they had one in Richmond. They built it literally right next to the Hooters and the Buffalo Wild Wings. It's like we had a wing district for a minute. They offered on Thursday nights, I know this because I was there, $19.99, all you could eat wings. They didn't stop you. They just kept serving. They went out of business. Nobody knows why.
Well, if that deals still exist, that's where I'll be on Thursday night.
I love it. Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Look, let's not bury the lead. This is the first time we've had you on in a while where we get to talk about a series win. That must have felt nice.
Yeah, it was the first full series, first 16 series win in the second half. But a whole lot of splits and a few series losses. But Yeah, it was. It's always nice to win a series against Altoona. The team has looked pretty good over the last few days. Starting pitching has looked good. The bats have been the best in the league going back to over the last seven games, basically back to the Sunday of that series in Harrisburg, which is refreshing. There have been a couple of spurts like that here in the second half where for a few days they've had the best team in the league. So it would be fun to finish out the season that way. These next 2 weeks are going to be tough. You got this week, you got Erie, a team that has absolutely owned the Flying Squirrels this year, a team that has knocked the Flying Squirrels out of the playoffs the last 2 years, the team that has become kind of the most recent, at least wins and losses, rival, and a team that's already headed for the playoffs this year. And then next week you've got Akron, which is currently the leader to head to the playoffs in the second half standing. So chance to maybe upset the apple cart a little bit for the Squirrels. I think that would be fun. But really just trying to, over these last 3 weeks, finish the season strong, you know, bring some stats up a little bit out of the dirt and put a good cap on this 2024 season.
It's you're always playing for something, and obviously the Squirrels playing to knock off some big name teams, prove their mettle, and of course everybody playing their way up to the big leagues in San Francisco. A number of guys have made it this year, which we love to see. Trey Wilson joins us. We're not the only ones with a podcast. Trey, you've got a podcast, the Funville Nine. Your latest episode here, you chatted with John Michael Bertrand, who he's having himself. He's had some great outings this season.
Yeah. So yeah, we've got the Funville Nine, driven by AAA. Make sure we'll get that in there. So basically, the pregame interviews that we run here on 910, a lot of times I just go way too long with these guys. So they're way too long for the radio. So we'll put the full versions on there. John Michael Bertrand. So the bus ride here yesterday, I was watching the Greg Maddux MLB Network special that came out. And it came out Sunday night, I believe, talking about Greg Maddux and flashing me back to growing up watching him pitch, of course. But there were a lot of parallels between him and John Michael Bertrand, including the fact that, you know, John Michael doesn't throw that hard, but he's extremely precise and he's extremely smart. He's got a bank of scouting reports in everybody's mind. Remembers how he pitched them on this date. So I'm not saying that John Michael Bertrand is Greg Maddux, but I'm saying that he's in a similar type of vein. Extremely smart. Bertrand's got his MBA from Notre Dame, and uses that in how he approaches how he's pitching. And also, like Greg Maddux, who I think won like 14 gold gloves or something like that, Bertrand is my pick to win the minor league gold glove for pitchers this year. He's had a ridiculous fielding season. He's extremely athletic. His brother is about to make his NFL debut for the Atlanta Falcons. He got drafted by the Falcons. So once the preseason wraps up and the regular season starts, he'll make his official debut as a linebacker. And then Bertrand's, of course, here coming up with the Giants. And they've got a legacy of athletic family members before that. So he's an interesting guy. He's interesting to watch pitch, and I think that he'll be the Squirrels pitcher of the year. And I think that he should be in strong consideration with the minor league gold glove.
We love it. Love our award winners, and we'll get one more chance to see him. A reminder, the Squirrels on the road this week. You'll hear them right here on The Fan, but they are back home. One final homestand next week, September 3rd through 8th, against the Akron Rubber Ducks. 6:35 starts each night except for the Sunday matinee. One last chance to pay your respects to the Diamond this season, and then we start the farewell year at the Diamond next year, which will be, of course, enormously exciting as well. Trey Wilson joins us every Tuesday, Tuesdays with Trey. Trey, I know you're a music guy. The big news today is that Oasis is reuniting and is playing a reunion tour. What's your interest level in the Oasis reunion tour?
I'm so burned on Oasis by bad cover bands or single cover artists in bars playing
yes.
Wonderwall.
Yes,
that I don't ever want to hear Oasis again. So
we're in cahoots on this one. The junkies were talking about it, making a trip out to Great Britain to see it. I don't think I'd see him on Browns Island.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I'd make a trip to the National, and I'd go to the National for just about anything. I'm just kidding. I've never been a huge Oasis fan, never understood the big appeal, but for people who are, and I know people who are, I'm very happy for you, and I hope that you get to go enjoy a show. I'm never one to demean people for their music tastes, even though sometimes I think they're absolutely awful.
We have a phrase for that in our household: don't yuck somebody's yum. You love your thing, we'll love our thing. There's enough venues to go around.
Yeah, like, you know, sometimes I'll go watch the Floyd County Jamboree and watch some guys pick a banjo on a Friday night. Like, that's not for everybody, but it is for me. So just because I enjoy it doesn't mean you need to knock it.
Good company there. I saw Tim Kaine dropped by last Friday. I know you were otherwise occupied, but star-studded crowd.
Twitter. yeah. Senator Kaine pops in from time to time and likes to come inconspicuously enjoy a game of the diamond, and also likes to inconspicuously enjoy somebody playing a banjo.
I enjoy conspicuously enjoying games at the diamond, and we got one more chance to do that next week. Trey, enjoy Erie. We'll look forward to chatting with you before the final homestand next week.
Yeah, I will talk to you all tonight. I will probably shotgun a Celsius before that so it don't sound like I just woke up. Night games all week except Sunday. Looking forward to calling some ball this week.
Looking forward to hearing it. Trey Wilson joins us on Tuesdays. We appreciate it. He will be on the air tonight, 6:35, first pitch from Erie. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Flying along on a Tuesday morning, I always appreciate y'all joining us. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We appreciate having our guy Trey Wilson on. And we remind you that once this holiday weekend's over and you gorge on college football, you have one more opportunity to see the Richmond Flying Squirrels at the Diamond. That's next week, Tuesday through Sunday.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
Cut Day continues. We'll get to high school football in a second because I promised we would. Cut Day continues. The Commanders are making it known they are open to trading Cole Turner, the tight end, or John Ridgeway, the defensive tackle. I will spare you the suspense. This never works. That is their way of saying, at 4 o'clock today, we're going to cut this guy. If you want him, come get him. Come offer us a 7th-round draft pick for him. You know what everybody's going to do? They're going to wait for you to cut him. That's almost always how that works. So, Cole Turner, tight end, didn't do himself any favors. I was talking with Craig Hoffman about this yesterday. Craig put it very well. He tried really hard, and he worked really hard, but at the end of the day, he was just Cole Turner. It just wasn't enough. He was working like super hard. Great pull on that one. He was working like super hard, and it just didn't pan out for him in a tight end room where they really do need one more reliable target. But it's not Cole Turner, and they'll continue their hunt. John Ridgeway, I will miss. I hope he's a practice squad guy. I'll miss that dude if he's not in Ashburn this year. He was a ton of fun. And you got to keep Fedarian Mathis. The potential, the athleticism, the size, it's all too much to walk away from. So that'll solidify your defensive tackle rotation there at 4, assuming they move on from John Ridgeway. I mentioned we were going to talk high school football, and I will follow through on that promise because the inaugural, well, it's not the inaugural, we do this every year, the first CBS 6 910 The Fan High School Football Coaches Poll is out. It's live, and Highland Springs Stop the Presses is your favorite. They're number one, 21st place votes. 23 voters, Highland Springs number one. The others receiving first place votes, Dinwiddie and Benedictine. Always love a private school shout out. We haven't had a private school team that I felt could compete with the best publics in a while. I don't know if this is the year. I know Benedictine is really dang good though. Dinwiddie, certainly everything's going great at Dinwiddie. They started with a big win. They've got senior quarterback Harry Dalton, and man, he's going to USC next year. He's gonna be a running back in college. He's amazing. He's fun to watch. It's tough to get down to Dinwiddie, but if you do, you will be rewarded with a show. You will also be rewarded with a cannon that goes off after they score that will scare the bejesus out of you. It's a fun place to be, I guess is what I'm saying. I covered a game at Dinwiddie, dating myself, back before hotspots and MiFi and all that stuff. I had to file my story. I didn't have time to drive back to the newspaper, so I stopped at a Waffle House for a little bit of Wi-Fi. And if you're guessing I got an omelet as well, you are correct. I definitely did down there on 85 in Dinwiddie. They're number three. So Highland Springs, number one. Verina, number two in the coaches' poll. Dinwiddie, number three. Metoica, number four. Benedictine at five. Thomasdale, Manchester. I'm drawing a line after Thomasdale. Those first six are really, really good. Manchester's a bit of an unknown at seven. LC Bird, Trinity Episcopal, and Huguenot at 10. Love seeing a little city school representation. You know we ride for Southside and the city of Richmond around here. Saturday night, AWOD had his football festival. If you didn't hear, it was quite delightful. Gary Hess was there. Coach Chris was there. They were talking about Thursday night, which is going to be big. It's Manchester Highland Springs. Great start to the season. Highland Springs is playing a brutal schedule. They're bringing in Maury from the 757. They're bringing in an out-of-state team that's won a state title. They're going to challenge themselves out of the gate this year. They made the announcement. Here's Gary Hess and Coach Chris at Football Festival talking about Thursday night's big game.
Manchester Highland Springs will be our season opener next Thursday night. We'll be on, we're borrowing our sister station, WRVNA, for a couple of weeks till the squirrel season gets over. But I want to tell you, it's very interesting because the quarterback's an important position. Highland Springs is breaking in a new one. He's been there and done that. He's transferred in. So how will the Lane kid, Nelson Lane, do as the new quarterback at Highland Springs? And then Manchester has an established quarterback, but for the first time in 2.5 decades, they have a new head coach. And so how will Manchester look different with that coaching situation? So Manchester with a new head coach, Highland Springs with a new quarterback, they're both going to be really, really good, and we'll see what happens. Chris, what do you think?
Well, I think the balance is we're going to have to look at the new teams now. I'm impressed at the region from bottom to top. Our teams that are struggling aren't struggling as much, or they have people in there that I can trust. But for to address this game, the Lancers do have the established quarterback that's established in their system. But they got a new coach in Jason Harrell, who is a defensive coordinator. And defensive coordinators, I don't know how much they're going to struggle with their staff administering what's going to go on. But the thing I like is the revenge factor. Manchester's lost 4 games in 2 years. They've lost 3 of them to Highland Springs.
That's Gary Hess and Coach Chris. I like the revenge factor, too, normally. Sometimes one team's just way better than the other team. I would be stunned if Manchester pulls off the upset Thursday night, but that's why they play the game. And, of course, Gary Hess will join us Friday morning to wrap it all up in here. So the coaches' poll season is on in high school football. We're continuing to keep an eye on all levels of football. Hokies starting up Saturday on the road in Nashville in the Titans season in the Titans Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee, against Vandy. Big favorites in that game. We'll get the new look, old look Hokies. One of the only teams in football that didn't radically transform itself this offseason. They're still the Hokies. They're still Kyron Drones. They're still Bashal Toot, and they're still Antoine Powell Ryland. They're still doing their thing. Big season for them. Major day in the NFL yesterday was CeeDee Lamb signing a deal with the Dallas Cowboys. 4 years, $136 million. I'm against this. AWOD had me on yesterday after the news broke. I'm really surprised that we've seen so many owners cave this year in particular. It felt like we had a coordinated multi-year stand. If you have a contract, you got to play on your contract, deal with it. Chris Jones did not win his holdout in Kansas City, if you remember. He had to come back and essentially play for what he was playing for. Saquon wasn't a winner with the Giants. CeeDee Lamb's a winner. Dude got paid. And I don't know if that was leverage because Jerry Jones is old, because he said they're all in, whatever it is. I was really surprised. And I know there's some people in San Francisco that really didn't like seeing that as the Brandon Ayuk drama continues. The thing in San Francisco is the Brandon Ayuk situation is creating a Trent Williams problem. Trent Williams is holding out as well in San Francisco. He'll get paid. He is essential personnel. Your left tackle that protects Brock Purdy clears holes for Christian McCaffrey. He'll get paid, but you can't pay him until you get Ayuk's deal situated, whether you trade him or whatever. Because if you pay Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk comes into the office the next day, says, excuse me, I understand we're handing out money here. I would like some of it. So you gotta solve one problem before you solve the second problem. If this Ayuk thing rolls into the regular season, now you got a Trent Williams problem because you got a Brandon Ayuk problem. And CeeDee Lamb getting paid is only going to empower these players next year. It felt like we kind of resolved this last year. The holdout guys didn't win. They just had to show up and play football in the end. This year, CeeDee Lamb's a winner. I think the Cowboys will regret this deal. It gives them way less flexibility for next year. If this doesn't turn out like they think it's going to, and they hit the reset button, that hampers your rebuilding efforts. Now, I know that's not Jerry's problem. Jerry's old. But that's somebody's problem. That's Charlotte's problem, right? She's the daughter. That's Steven's problem. He's the son. They're going to take over the Cowboys. That becomes their problem in a hurry if they need to rebuild, which is something the Cowboys haven't done in a long time, obviously. If they need to rebuild, this is going to hurt their efforts to do so. Our guy Malik Willis from Liberty has been traded to the Packers from the Tennessee Titans. Fresh start there, backing up Jordan Love. We'll keep an eye on him. So lots going on around the NFL. We'll keep you posted on all that. Right now, though, We need to give away some tickets to Nitro Cross. Nitro Cross is coming to Richmond Raceway September 7th and 8th. That's not this weekend, but that is next weekend. I got a pair of tickets to go see Nitro Cross Sunday, September 8th at Richmond Raceway. NASCAR, they drive on a flat surface. Nitro Cross, no way. They jump, they spin, they do all the tricks. Travis Pastrana is the brains behind this. He was in the X Games. You'll see stunts, you'll see racing, you'll see a ton of fun. It is Nitro Cross at Richmond Raceway. Two tickets, Sunday, September 8th. Get your phone out. I'm going to give you the number twice. Get ready. 833-804-0910. We're sending you to Nitro Cross, courtesy of The Fan. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. It's cut day in the NFL. Always a weird day, of course, as you go from 90 to 53. Little news, Nate Sudfeld. That's a name people remember. He was a backup here in Washington for a little while. The Lions are releasing Nate Sudfeld. Here's another name people around here remember. Hendon Hooker, Virginia Tech, and then Tennessee last year, 2 years ago, of course, the ACL injury that kept him out all last year in Detroit, has won the number two job with the Lions. Love it. He got knocked out of that preseason game with a concussion. Would love for that dude to stay healthy. Backing up Jared Goff now in Detroit. Great gig for him. Hendon Hooker is your number two with the Detroit Lions here on Cut Day. Nate Sudfeld out in the world. We loved Nate Sudfeld in D.C. He was in the Taylor Heineke camp, right? Like, you don't want him to be the starting quarterback, but you like the guy. Hazel, I'm going to pause this. I'm looking up, obviously, NFL Cut Day as these come across, but we have to do an emergency Boeing segment here. A tire on a Boeing 757 exploded during maintenance at the Atlanta airport, killing two Delta employees. My goodness.
Oh.
And they want people to get in their spaceship and come home? Get out of town with that stuff.
I'm on NASA's side of this.
Leave me stranded.
I'll stay at the space station.
I don't care what you call it. I got my powdered ice cream. I'm quite comfortable not getting in that thing. Delta, man.
Oh, man.
We'll get like independent confirmation on that and all the like news things. But that's crazy.
Feels like wheels are not supposed to explode.
Boeing, man. What a year. What a year for Boeing.
What a several years.
That's a great point. These things rarely popping up overnight. That is insane. It's cut day in the NFL, as mentioned. Nate Sudfeld out in Detroit. We're waiting on the Commanders' moves. They've put up the for sale sign on two guys, John Ridgeway at defensive tackle and Cole Turner at tight end. I don't think anybody's going to make that call. I don't think anybody's going to trade. A seventh rounder, obviously, is all you're looking for there. I don't think anybody's going to trade a seventh rounder for Cole Turner after his preseason or John Ridgeway, who, interestingly enough, was initially picked up by Dan Quinn in Dallas. Dan Quinn cut him on cut day a couple years ago. The Commanders picked him up. Now he has a Dan Quinn training camp. Now it looks like he's going to be on the wrong side of the cut line. Would certainly love for him to be back in the mix in terms of practice squad and being in there. Ben Standing has had the cuts all morning with The Athletic. Nobody who's moved the needle so far. Last two were cornerbacks, A.J. Woods and Nick Whiteside, out in D.C. Davion Davis, the kick returner from the preseason, out as well. We're still waiting to see how everybody plays these kick returns during the regular season. I think we haven't seen anything yet. We saw a lot of touchbacks in week three of the preseason. I don't think that was indicative of what we're going to see when the lights come on. I think everybody's getting their strategy. Nobody wants to put it on tape, right? Nobody wants to show everybody else what that strategy is. Interesting news from college basketball, where the Big 12 is sending a group of officials to meet with UConn this week about leaving the Big East potentially to join the Big 12. Now, I don't think this is a given. Normally, when you hear about the meetings, you say this is going to happen. I don't think this is a given. I think this is just as much about the Big 12 putting out there, we're open to expansion with the correct targets, right? We're interested in continuing to grow. I think they need to be interested in continuing to grow. We perceive it because ESPN calls it the Autonomy Four, the four biggest conferences, SEC, ACC, Big 10, and Big 12. Big 12's hanging on. They've got a couple teams at the top. They've got a really messy 10 through 20 situation. They got a lot of teams there that are not, power conference caliber. They're hanging on, certainly adding a two-time defending national basketball champion would be a very good thing for them. I don't know that it's a given that UConn wants out of the Big East. A lot of that is football-driven. The question is, Dan Hurley turned down that Lakers job. How much autonomy does he have there? Can he call his shot and say, I got to stay in the Big East for basketball? Or is this an Old Dominion situation where you break up a good thing? They did Jeff Jones dirty, took him to Conference USA, took him away from a basketball, mid-major powerhouse conference and made him go play Texas San Antonio for football. And certainly they may do that in UConn. Not that the Big 12 would be a terrible basketball league to be in, but you get the sense they'd rather be in the Big East. Now, if UConn leaves, that means we got to fire up the emergency sounder here. Does the Big East come after schools? And, VCU is obviously going to work very hard to position itself to be at the top of that list if they do. 10 schools would be left in the Big East, so they would be a viable going concern as a conference. Their TV deal has 7 more years left on it. As always, the conference doesn't decide, TV decides. You go to Fox and you say, do you want more teams or not? And what are you going to do about it? If they want to just replace UConn one for one, now you got a decision. Do you Dayton's probably in that mix as well. That would be a bad thing for the A-10. You would love for Fox to say, what we'll fund going up 4 more. We want the inventory. I think the 4 is pretty logical. If you could convince the Big East to take 4, I think VCU's in it. I think you probably just gut the A-10. Get St. Louis, get VCU, get Dayton, and I think Loyola would probably be your 4th, which would be a nice glow up for them, jumping 2 conferences in 6 years at that point, essentially. It's all hypothetical until the UConn domino falls, but I know there's some people over on Broad Street following that very intensely, very interesting possibilities out there in the Big East. If UConn leaves and potentially cracks the door open, for expansion, I don't think the Big East is eager to. I think they'll make their moves to keep UConn. But we all know football's king around here. Football's going to be king this weekend on The Fan. Of course, Virginia Tech football starts Saturday, and then UVA UR brings us home Saturday night. Should be a great opening day. We played it earlier. Pat McAfee said, watch out for the Hokies. Dark horse team to make the playoffs. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure from the ACC, which has been under fire for not lobbying as well as the SEC, building the brand as well. I think there's a lot of pressure on the ACC to get 2 teams in the college football playoff this year. And I think, there's Virginia Tech's in that mix. I think NC State's in that mix. Somebody else is going to come into that mix that we don't expect. It's not going to be UVA. Somebody's going to come into that mix, though, that we don't expect and make it interesting in the late season. But they got to take care of business first. Vanderbilt on tap down there in Nashville. I gave you the baseball rundown as well. Juan Soto back in D.C. last night. Standing ovation from the D.C. fans, the Nationals fans, as he came to the plate with the New York Yankees. I think everybody's still holding on to that hope where he, at the end of the season, he said, you know what? I want to go back to D.C. I loved it there. I'm going to sign a free agent deal there. Once you wear the pinstripes, it's tough to go back. They've got a lot of money up there, too. Money will not be an issue in terms of keeping him in New York, and I think he will enjoy the playoff atmosphere up there in the Bronx. Seems to be a big game guy. So lots of baseball heating up as we go through the world of sports today. We also gave you the high school football opening poll with Highland Springs at number one. When we come back, we'll put a bow on this thing. We'll get you to AWOD Radio, 3 hours live and local. Grant and Danny will drive you home. I got to chat with Grant yesterday, which was a treat. I was on the program at 3:30, I think, yesterday. It all blurs together now. I was on the Grant and Danny program. Always a good time talking Commanders football. We'll keep you up to date on the latest Cut Day news when we return. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.